Shane, did you notice that Quentin Grimes was cleared to play yesterday?
Sure did.
At Houston.
Former Jayhawk.
Former KU Jayhawk.
Yep.
So that's a highly, highly regarded player that didn't quite work out at KU. Who knows, maybe a change of pace will work for him at Houston. But that's a huge get for Houston. Huge get.
Mm-hmm.
So,
begging
there
the
you
question,
go.
What's the difference between this guy and that guy being eligible and not
eligible?
Know.
But I don't know. Kind of goes back to the whole Teddy Allen thing last year, doesn't it?
A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep. So,
although I think that one worked out probably for the best for all involved.
Yeah, I think so too.
But who knew at the time? None of us did.
And Teddy's out at Western Nebraska now, right?
Something like that. Yep.
And I hope things go well for him. I really do. I hope that he's, you know, able to kind of, you know, keep battling and find you know a good landing spot. But because that's a really good program. If it's Western Nebraska, that's a good program.
So. Well, you got to help yourself though too. Take advantage.
Yes, you do.
And that,
yep.
The extra chance that you got.
Got to grow up.
Yep.
Make things work for you. So, anyway,
all right.
I digress.
All right, college football. We'll take our first look at, week 9 of the college football season.
Can you believe we're 9 weeks
no,
in? My
not
God.
Really. Not really. It's closer to being over than the beginning. But,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, Arkansas and Alabama. Alabama will be without Tua Tagovailoa.
Mm-hmm.
We will be introduced to, if you're not already a Alabama fan, Mac Jones came on in relief of Tua against Tennessee, completed 6 of 11 for 72 yards, no touchdowns, no picks. He's thrown for 360 yards in his career. Tua has thrown for more than that in two different games this season. But without Tua, Arkansas at Alabama, Saturday night at 6 o'clock. What's your level of intrigue of this game on a scale of 1 to 10?
Well, I'll say 3 because we're seeing a quarterback for Alabama that, depending on Tua's health or lack thereof, may end up being an important guy as the season wears on. But that would be the only reason I can't game whatsoever.
They have a bye week before they play LSU. Alabama does. So I'm not even going to ask about that. We'll get to that when we get there. Speaking of LSU, LSU Auburn Saturday afternoon at Death Valley. Auburn has lost each of its last 9 visits there since beating LSU in 1999. And in some ways, Ed Orgeron owes his job to this rivalry. He became the interim coach in 2016 when Les Miles was fired after an 18-13 loss in Auburn when the clock ran out on LSU just before LSU scored the potential game-winning touchdown. LSU is 32-9 under Coach Ed, the second-best record in the SEC in that span behind Alabama's 44-3. Number nine Auburn versus number 2 LSU. Scale of 1 to 10, your level of interest here.
This is probably a 7, isn't it?
For sure.
I mean,
maybe higher.
Maybe higher. You have in Joe Burrow, you have one of the leading candidates for the Heisman Trophy. You've got an Auburn team that is trying to get themselves back on some steady ground, but is very capable. LSU's intriguing on a lot of different levels. I think that if you probably – wouldn't LSU be ranked number 1 right now or no worse than number 2 the first BC – or the, not BC, yeah, CFP
yeah.
poll
CFP,
comes out
yeah. –
Yeah, CFP poll comes out, what, next week, right? Is it next week? I think it is.
First November,
LSU would be probably ranked, based on their body of work, LSU's the best team in the country to this point.
Now, if...
And that includes Ohio State.
if Auburn wins this game, both teams, you would figure, could survive that and still have a puncher's chance of getting to the CFP.
You would think.
If Auburn loses, then that might be it for them.
I think Auburn would be out of it.
Right? I don't know. But still a lot of football left to be played. Joe Burrow, by the way, in addition to his 29 touchdown passes, which is already an LSU single-season record, which we've chronicled, he's completing 79% of his passes. That's on pace to break Colt McCoy's record of 77%.
Well, he's fantastic.
Man, in every way.
And he's absolutely fantastic.
And unless he falls on his face, he's going to New York.
Oh, my God, yes.
With Tua and Hurts, and I don't know who else you want to send there. But
well, I think he and Hurts right now are the two really prohibitive favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Tua would be in that group, and then Taylor. I don't know. I mean,
there you go. Jonathan Taylor needs to be invited.
Jonathan Taylor probably, you know, would be the fourth guy. He's the top non-quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
But this may well be a year that just, you know, three guys go to New York.
Possible.
That'd be fine.
Yeah. LSU's 11.5-point favorites at home against Auburn. Okay, this next one, I will be plenty happy regardless of who loses this game. Number eight, Notre Dame at number 19, Michigan. At night in the Big House, Michigan lost to a top 10 Penn State team on Saturday. It's eighth consecutive loss versus AP top 10 teams. Notre Dame fits that bill. That gave them the second longest set streak in school history, behind a 12-game streak from 08 to 2015. Overall, Michigan is 1-10 against AP top 10 teams under Jim Harbaugh. That's the worst record by any coach against AP top 10 opponents in the last five seasons. To borrow a phrase, Michigan fans seem to be kind of moving the goalpost a little bit when it comes to their expectations and them defending Jim Harbaugh. Level of intrigue 1-10, Notre Dame at Michigan at night in the Big House.
I'm interested in this game, I'm interested. I will watch certainly portions of this game. Notre Dame is very intriguing to me. I really don't care about Michigan.
Notre Dame absolutely Notre Dame has to win this game if they want to keep their CFP hopes alive, because they've got no other good teams left on their schedule. This is huge for them.
Yeah. So I'm very intrigued by Notre Dame. And, this one rises to the level of an eight.
Yeah, it's way up there for me.
I'll watch both some of the LSU Auburn and the Michigan Notre Dame games. No question about it.
This next game lost some luster with the Badgers of Wisconsin losing at Illinois on Saturday, but still figures to have the two best defenses in the country, at least statistically. Wisconsin's allowed 7.6 points per game, the only team allowing fewer points per game than the Buckeyes, who are averaging giving up 8 points per game this year. It's kind of the something's got to give game, too. The game also has the nation's two top defenses against the top offenses in the country. Ohio State's averaging 48.4 points per game, tied with Oklahoma for the most in the country. Number 13, Wisconsin at number 3, Ohio State at 11 o'clock Central Time, 1-10. What's your level of intrigue here? Because if Wisconsin loses, hell, they may just end up going to the Outback Bowl if there is still such a thing.
I like seeing Ohio State playing someone. And so from that standpoint, I'm really interested in the challenge that Wisconsin brings to them, because Wisconsin's in a bounce-back mode. So this game is right up there as well. Those are three really good games right in a row, and I have interest in all three of those games.
Speaking of Tua being out in the Heisman race, Justin Fields could maybe make a move. The Ohio State quarterback. But Wisconsin allows the fewest passing yards per game, passing yards per attempt, and lowest completion percentage in the FBS. So this is definitely a something's got to give game with the way Justin Fields has been playing, and he's been playing at a high level. Some of these probably will pale in comparison, but I'll run a couple by you anyway. Thursday night, tomorrow night, undefeated and number 16 SMU at Houston, 1-10. SMU 7-0 for the first time since 1982 when the Mustangs and the Pony Express went to the Cotton Bowl.
Good story. Not sure I'm going to make time for it.
Be honest.
Yeah.
They don't all have to be eights.
No. I mean, you know, four or five maybe. All right. Whatever. I mean, yeah.
Prior to this year, SMU hadn't even been 3-0 since the death penalty. They're 7-0 right now. Good story.
Okay.
Not a great story.
Yeah.
Good story, though. These are just some quick hitters because I know these will barely be a blip on the radar, but we'll give them some love anyway. Number 21, Appalachian State at South Alabama. They now possess the highest ranking in the AP poll in Sun Belt history. Good for them. Clemson, number 4, will get a breather. They should figure to as Boston College comes to town. The Clemson Tigers' chance of making the playoffs are at 70% and would only go up to 71% with a win. But if they lose, God forbid, if they lose, they would only have an 18% chance to make it if they lose to Boston College. They're a 34-point favorite at home against BC Saturday night in the other Death Valley. And number 5, Oklahoma, travels to Kansas State. That's an early kick. Saturday, Oklahoma has won 7 straight at K-State, more than twice as long as any other active streak in the AP poll era, having not lost on the road to K-State since 1996.
Yeah.
Any chance that changes?
Oh, my God, no.
All right.
No. I mean, Kansas State is so offensively challenged. How in the world could they? I mean, K-State could play 3 games and then – total up the points scored in those 3 games and still maybe not have enough to beat Oklahoma.
Tough crowd.
And that's just how K-State is right now. They're a defensive football team. They're going to show up and compete, but they just don't have the Jimmies and Joes.
Over under 23.5 points scored by Kansas State.
I would say under.
Ooh. All right.
I'm going to go under.
Well, if that's the case, I would agree with you. They don't have much of a shot to pull a shot.
I mean, well, what would make you think that K-State's going to score a lot of points? I mean, just look at their offensive, you know, since Mississippi State, how have they been offensively?
Pretty average.
Pretty average.
By college football standards, pretty average.
Pretty average. You know, they got to turn you over. They've got to get a play in special teams. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they got to win with defense because they're not going to win throwing the ball. So, I mean, Oklahoma is somewhat improved defensively. Somewhat. Somewhat. Maybe not enough to win a CFP, but they're better than they have been. Boy, there's some pretty good games, though.
Not bad.
When you look at it that way, some pretty good games this weekend.
Yep.
Not bad at all. OTD's coming up next on this day in history. Brought to you by our friends from Superior Rents. Happened in sports on October 23rd. We're back.